The Republican-led Congress and President Bush this week begin work on a domestic agenda that features an ambitious array of health care issues. The specifics of the Republican health agenda are not nearly as remarkable as the fact that there is one. Health long has been an issue owned by Democrats. NPR's Julie Rovner reports Republicans are making health care their new mission.
Other domestic priorities come and go, but health care is always near the top of most Americans' concerns, says Democratic pollster Mark Mehlman.
There's no question that within the complex of domestic issues, health care is the single most important issue to the largest number of Americans. Obviously, when the economy turns sour, people get concerned about jobs and about the economy more broadly. But health care and health insurance become important symbols of the economic squeeze that people feel.
President Bush clearly knows that. The president was readying a major push for health care reform Republican style months before transplant surgeon turned Senator Bill Frist became that chamber's majority leader. Here's how Mr. Bush describes his vision in his State of the Union address last month.
Instead of bureaucrats and trial lawyers and HMOs, we must put doctors and nurses and patients back in charge of American medicine.
The GOP highlighting of health represents something of a sea change, says John Goodman, president of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Goodman should know he's been trying to convince Republicans they should advocate free market-based health reforms for the last 20 years.
A decade ago, the Republicans had no health care plan other than stopping Hillary Clinton's health care plan. But with the passage of time, the Republicans have become more aggressive. And right now, the Bush administration has got a full court press going.
Goodman is responsible in large part for many of those ideas. Things like medical savings accounts that let people set aside money tax-free to pay their health bills, and tax credits to help the uninsured buy coverage. But the man who's really put health care on the Republican agenda is House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas. The California Republican admits that convincing his Republican colleagues that health care can be a winning issue for their party has been an uphill battle.
It was difficult for some Republicans to understand that the best defense is an excellent offense. But I just believe legislatively, if you're going to criticize somebody, it's incumbent upon you for an alternative.
The crux of that alternative is something Republicans call empowering patients. That is, giving them more control over their health care dollars and more information from which to make good choices.
I always wondered why the Democrats thought that the average American was smart enough to handle auto insurance, they were smart enough to handle home insurance, but somehow when it came to health insurance, it was just far too confusing for them to handle.
Republican pollster Bill McInturff says there's another reason President Bush is highlighting health care. He promised.
Campaigns have consequences. It's very much a concern that voters want addressed, but it's also something he promised to get done last time, and I think he wants to run for your re-election having, you know, met that commitment.
And at the same time, McInturff says, combining the president's strong public approval numbers with his efforts on health care and another traditional Democratic issue, education, can be very good politics.
If you were a Democrat, imagine what it would be like if he maintains those numbers and makes this kind of progress in education and health care. What exactly would be the rationale for why he would replace him? And the fact is, there wouldn't be one.
House Ways and Means Chairman Thomas says Republicans are already making headway with the public, at least when it comes to reshaping the Medicare program for the elderly.
I think when discerning seniors look at what's happened since Republicans became the majority, many of them tend to now believe us more so than the Democrats.
But Democratic pollster Mehlman says that's nonsense.
It's an issue on which the American people trust Democrats vastly more than they trust Republicans. The gaps are amazing. In fact, people are as likely to give an advantage to Democrats on health care as they are to Republicans on defense.
Mehlman also says that Republicans are trying to steal the health issue in general and the Medicare issue in particular by offering hollow rhetoric rather than real proposals.
The Republican prescription drug program gives the power to HMOs to decide whether to offer coverage, how much to charge for that coverage, and even gives HMO the power to overrule your doctor's prescription. So the reality is the Republicans talk a good game. They've adopted the Me Too rhetoric, we're for health care too, we're for prescription drug coverage too, but they don't provide the means to really achieve those goals in ways that are consistent with the views of the American public.
But Republican pollster McInturff counters that may not matter.
People give you credit in this country for trying. And in this country, in politics, when you run campaigns, if one side has even a flawed idea and the other side has no idea, but leaving America flawed ideas and doing something is the preferred position.
That apparently worked for House Republicans last year when they passed a Medicare drug bill that was roundly criticized by most senior groups, while the Democratic-led Senate wasn't able to pass anything. Now, with former Surgeon Frist in charge of the Senate, health issues will clearly figure prominently in the current session of Congress. But Frist's elevation will also increase the pressure on Republicans, not just to put their proposals forward, but to pass them into law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.